Okay, go ahead.
We'd like to welcome everybody to the Gunnison Civic Library Board meeting for May the 4th, 2021. And I would like to turn the time over to...
Deborah Greener.
Deborah Greener.
Deborah Greener.
Say my own name. Our dear Father in Heaven, as we come before Thee at the start of this Library Board meeting, we are grateful for Thy many blessings. We are grateful for the opportunity to serve this community and for the good people who live here. We pray for guidance in any decisions that we make, that we can help improve and to make the library more accessible and, more importantly, used more by those who are in this valley. We thank Thee again and pray for these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Deborah. Moving along here, we have the minutes from the February 2nd, 2021.
First off, tell us who all is here.
Oh, thank you. I can do that. I'll have everybody introduce themselves. I'm really, really bad with names.
Okay, that
so
sounds good.
Everybody who is present here is Thomas Stafford, Deborah Greener, Carolyn Childs,
Gentry Nain,
Cinda Anderson.
And that's everybody who's here today.
Okay.
Excellent.
Go on.
And then we'd like to take a look at the minutes from the February 9th, 2021, see if there's any corrections or additions or anything else that we can recall before they're approved. Anything that anybody sees that's out of order in there?
Yeah, because everybody should have, except for Cinda, received them in the email.
Yep. It's too bad Laura's not here anymore.
Why?
Barlow.
Why?
She's done.
She's fine.
No.
Do what?
I just saw her before I got here.
Oh, yeah. As a board member.
Yeah.
Is there anything that looks any correct or out of the ordinary? If not, is there a motion to approve these minutes?
A motion.
I'll second.
Yes, you can second. And
anybody, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Excellent. And so we'll turn the time over to Carolyn because it looks like she has some information on the summer reading plan.
Well, so we're starting summer reading on June 8th, and we'll go 8 weeks. And one of the things we're going to do, instead of having a pool party, we'll have an end of the year party. And each of the kids will get a, you might say, pass, ticket, whatever, to the pool that completed the program and come to the end of the year party. We'll be doing it at the park, South Pavilion, the one that is right by the skate park.
The one that's the Lions Pavilion?
Yes, yes. and we'll just plan on a social distancing, you know, outdoor, and go from there.
Excellent.
So far, everybody, we got everybody, and so on to the next, which is training. We got everybody trained, and then we lost and are losing Stacy, Gentry, and Lara. So the new library board members, when we did the training, No, I can't think of her name. I have no brain tonight. Oh, yay. So Liz is now here. So I recorded it. And so for the new library board members, because the library board members have to be trained yearly. Mm-hmm. So for the new library board members, I will give them the DVD. They can take it home, watch it, and then just come back to me, tell me how they felt about it, and then that will count for their training. And so before we go on, Cinda Anderson, she is one of the people that I've asked if she would be willing to join our library board. So I want to just turn over a couple minutes to her to have her tell you a little bit about herself, and then we'll go into a closed meeting and vote on the three names I have for now. But Gentry also said that Marsha Lyman's husband is in hospice, and so we'll have to see how that goes. We may be losing one more. So, Cinda.
My name's Cinda. I'm married, have been for 6 years. We have two kids. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Hardest worker of all.
Yeah. It's rough. I'm in the same room about four times a day.
And you do the monthly book club?
Yeah, I do the book club. I like to bake and cook.
Okay, then we'll expect treats every library.
All right.
I'm not leaving much.
Oh, I love it.
Encourage board membership retention.
There we go. All right, well, we need to go into a closed meeting to vote on the names for the library board members. And so we'll ask Cindy to just step out for just a moment. And then we're going to turn off the recording. And if you would just shut that door, I would appreciate it.